If you live with a dog or a cat, this next story is for you. Think about Fido and Fluffy around mealtime. You fill their bowl with food, they wait obediently for your command, and then bam, the kibble is gone before you know it. But when domesticated animals find themselves roaming free in the countryside, no regular meals on their agenda, that's when things get complicated for farmers and their livestock. Cale Wilk has the story.
That's Paris the cat. She lives at Lazy Cat Gardens with her owner, Gloria Jocks.
I love having cats. I mean, they'll get in my lap and he'll love me and get in my shoulder and just purr and fall asleep. I mean, you know, what more is there in life?
Along with Pug, Ivory, and Sundance, Paris is one of four at Lazy Cat Gardens these days. Gloria didn't expect these cats. They just sort of showed up. She believes each of them were dumped somewhere by her property west of Bloomington. Abandoned animals are a common occurrence out in the country. Gloria sometimes hears cars stopping on the road, the door opening, and then the car driving off. She thinks this is the smoking gun.
That means that someone's gotten tired of it and just opens up the car door and out comes the cat and they drive off and then hoping somebody else will take care of it. I don't know why people want to just drop off animals in the country. I just don't understand it.
Gloria sees at least two or three stray cats and dogs a month. But she and her neighbors already have taken some in, and they can't support any more. So usually she takes the animals to the Humane Society.
And a lot of them get taken out by coyotes, and a lot of them also get hit by cars.
Sometimes the ones that make it can start causing problems for farmers.
And then we had cats earlier this year that were just feral cats that come in and they were, you know, getting some of the chickens. But we've had numerous other situations where we've captured, you know, dogs and had to take them down to the dog pound of the Humane Society because they didn't have tags and they were just wandering out here.
Larry Howard is the owner of Maple Valley Farm in Ellettsville. He's had trouble with not only stray pets, but also domesticated ones. Larry says packs of dogs have attacked his sheep and a llama.
I think if you talk to most people, they don't really think their pet dog that they keep around the house and the yard, that they may let wander, they don't really think that it would do something like that.
Larry raises everything from pigs to sheep to geese. His experiences motivated him to change the way he raises his animals. He's implemented an integrated grazing system where the animals move to different areas of the property each day and graze as a mob. He even got Pyrenees dogs for guarding the animals. To top it off, he surrounds the animals with electrified fence. He's not taking any chances with his livelihood.
Yeah, it could potentially be devastating if you have people letting a dog or two out or something and they pack up with another dog. It can really cost a lot of money.
When Larry or Gloria call the authorities about a loose animal, they deal with someone like Amber Zike.
And right now, I'm riding in my vehicle with a dog I just picked up, and she's being very friendly.
She is an officer in animal management with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
I would say more often we get calls from big-time farmers on larger livestock, like cattle being chased by dogs, or I did a call where some dogs got into a pig pen and killed a couple pigs. Things like that are more common with farmers around here.
Monroe County pet ordinances say owners shall not allow dogs to go beyond their property without restraint, unless they accompany their owner on a hunt. Cats, on the other hand, can go beyond their property, as long as they're neutered and wearing a collar, or marked as feral with tipped ears. But in both cases, neither is allowed to be a public nuisance.
More often, we find a problem with just people not obeying the law. A lot of people have an attitude of, I live in the country, so I don't have to put my dog on a leash, or I have 50 acres, so my dog's not going to leave that. Well, if you let your dog loose on your property without ever correcting it, it's very likely that it will leave eventually.
Come on, boys. Come on, Paris. Let's go. Come on.
On Gloria's farm, the cats join her daily routine, from her early morning walk to her gardening. At night, the cats live in the lap of luxury. Gloria and her husband converted a one-car garage into a structure with beds, kitty jungle gyms, and toys. Or as Gloria calls it, the bunkhouse. Remember Paris? That's what she sounds like getting petted by Gloria. Although some of the pets out there have the potential to kill, the felines at Lazy Cat Gardens certainly don't.
They're the most lazy cats you've ever seen. They do not know how to kill anything except Sundance. When they get together and they get a mouse, they won't kill it. I mean, they just think it's a toy. So that ain't lazy. What isn't?
For Earth Eats, I'm Cale Wilk.